It's the new Alt 105.3, the Bay Area's alternative. I'm Megan Holliday, and this morning I'm joined with Mike Shinoda. How are you?
Hi, I'm good.
Awesome. It's really good to talk to you, and I just want to congratulate you on your debut album, Post-Traumatic, which is coming out on Friday.
Yeah, thanks so much.
It's such a big deal.
It's been a crazy year. Actually, kind of crazy. It's kind of weird thinking back to, you know, a year ago when I was so down, I wasn't even, like, leaving my house, and I didn't even know what to do with myself. So I'm fast-forwarding to now, and I've got this album that, you know, kind of has been a diary of sorts of everything that's gone on since then. It's exciting to release it into the world.
I mean, you've been through one of the most traumatic experiences that I think anyone will ever go through in their life. I would imagine that Chester was like a brother to you. So was there just like a certain point that you remember where you were just like, you know what, I'm going through so much, and the best way for me to try to heal and channel all this, you know, what I'm feeling into the music process? Like, do you remember sort of coming to that point?
Well, it was a lot of it for me was intuitive. I didn't really like consciously think about that so much. Whenever I'm dealing with like tough things, I always turn to music and to art. I've done that since I was a little kid. Like, I grew up, it's like, even at like 3 or 4 years old, I was, you know, drawing and painting and playing music. I always thought I was actually going to be the visual art side of things was going to be my job. I went to school for that. I have a bachelor's in illustration, and I focus in graphic design, and that's what I thought I was going to do. So the music was a hobby on the weekends, and then all of a sudden things kind of flipped around, and I, you know, now the art tends to be more of a supporting role to the music. But I do it all the time. I mean, it's like kind of like what you do when you're doodling, when you're like doodling on a paper by the phone or whatever. Like, mm-hmm. I'm always kind of drawing and making stuff. Even if I'm on a flight, I'll be making, you know, beats and songs on my computer. And so, yeah, shortly after Chester passed away, a few weeks later, you know, it took me a few weeks to get up the guts to actually go in the studio. But I was like playing around on piano and guitar a little bit, and just not writing songs, but just playing. And eventually I started having some songs. And the earliest stuff I released right away, I put out 3 songs early in the year that were probably the darkest things that I've written. And they were more about what was going on exactly at that time. But I wanted to kind of just open up and just tell fans how it was, you know, and not really, I figured if I said stuff that was too personal, I could always delete it later. And I never got to that point. I just felt like, you know, this is how it, you know, this is how things are for me, and I'm going to tell the fans about it and tell people about it. And maybe it'll help them understand me better. Maybe it'll help them, you know, with their own feelings or whatever. And it did just that. I, you know, and fast forwarding as things have gone along, like, I released a song called Crossing a Line, which is in the middle of the album, and it was, you know, kind of an indicator to people like that the album doesn't stay in that dark place. That, you know, the song album is 16 tracks, and Crossing a Line is the 8th track. It's right in the middle, and it's about, you know, transitioning from like looking back into the past into looking to the future and looking at you know, the unknown and things that make you nervous and makes you anxious and what can kind of come with that.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like, you know, your songs do take you through a journey, and the cool part is that each song that you put out so far has come with its own individual video and concept. And now it totally makes sense with you saying that, you know, you went to school for art. And were you having sort of like, while you're writing the song, like a visual representation already of how you knew you wanted it to look?
Sometimes, yeah. Like in the beginning, the very first thing I shot was this video, like a clip for the first song on the album, which is called A Place to Start. And I just pulled out my phone, and I was listening to the song back as I was working on it. And I pulled out my phone and shot this little selfie video. And the light was really beautiful, and you could see like these flecks of dust in the air and stuff. And it was just a neat like little way to, you know, capture that moment. And I realized that I don't need, you know, part of this thing is it's such a personal album, and it is like I've made all the sounds and written all the songs. Like I invited a few friends to be part of it, but 90% of the album is me. And knowing that that's the case, and that the message and the story and everything is so autobiographical, I decided that I'll just start to, you know, do that, to approach the videos that way as well. Right? I didn't end up directing shooting and directing all of them, but I always have a hand in creating them. And in most cases, I say, you know, I've determined, like, this is what I want it to be like, or this is what I want to do. And there will be, through the end of the album, like, there will be videos for every song. They're not all going to drop this Friday. We're going to do them later. But so far, 8 of the 16 songs are out, and there are 8 videos out.
Yeah, awesome. And I love like who you've chosen to collaborate. Like, I'm a big fan of Grandson, and I just, I'm just looking forward to hearing the entire album to see what else you've done. So would you say that the entire, like, process of doing this record and putting it out and releasing it, like, has this been, like, a cathartic experience for you? And are you feeling, like, relief in some ways, or like getting up there on the stage is like not only helping you, but it's helping the fans heal as well?
Yeah, all those things are true. Art therapy is a valuable tool for anybody who's going through something, you know, tough. And it doesn't even have to be an artist. Like, just, you know, that's why they made those adult coloring books that were popular a few years ago.
Totally.
Like, that's why those were popular for a little bit there, is because, you know, there's something meditative, even if you don't meditate or you're not into stuff like that, like, there's something that calms your brain down when you're doing something like coloring or sketching or doodling or anything creative like that. And playing an instrument can be that way too. And for me, you know, it was definitely helped me just think about things and sort through and navigate the whole process. And I think, you know, the fans have helped me as well. Like, I, you know, none of us want to ever forget Chester, and we all, you know, will remember him as just an incredible talent in the world and one of the best singers ever. And I'll remember him as a friend and somebody that I shared a lot of, like, awesome experiences with and crazy stories. And now with this, you know, in this year, it's like, we've been dealt a hand that we've got to play, and I intend to make the most of it. I can't change what's happened. So the album and the music that I've got is a function. It's a product of what I've been experiencing, and I think that these experiences are powerful. They're in a sense, like, when they happen to you, they're one of a kind, and I've just done my best to capture them as they've happened. And not stay in the darkness either, like the sad stuff.
Yeah.
You know, this album definitely moves away from there. I mean, look at the most recent, like, just Friday, I released a video called Ghost. And Ghost is a song. The song itself is about, it's not about him. It's about, like, you know, things you can't have and things that are a mystery. But I decided, because the song is slightly more, it's not as dark. I definitely wanted people to, I didn't want people to see it through the lens of Chester. So I made this really ridiculous sock puppet video for
it. Yes, I watched it.
Because I wanted to have fun and I wanted people to laugh.
Yeah.
And that's what it's doing.
No, most definitely. That was the one that I was just like, oh, this is so awesome, you know? It, like, took me back to, like, a
crazy
childhood.
For me especially. For me especially, that's like a crazy video.
Yeah, I love it. And, you know, well, I just want you to know that I just admire, you know, your strength and your courage. And, you know, you're just such a creative, awesome person. Every time I've seen you interact with your fans, you're never too busy or too cool. You always take a moment to take a picture or say hello, you know? And it's just very inspiring. So your debut album, Post Traumatic, comes out Friday. You're doing a bunch of festivals this summer, and we just hope to see you in the Bay Area sometime soon.
I would love that. Thanks so much.
Awesome. Thank you so much. It's Alt 105.3.